Hey there, science friends. Welcome back to Hannah's Hypothesis, a science podcast for kids. I'm Hannah, a curious science-loving gymnast. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of flexibility. Get ready to stretch your minds and bodies because we're exploring the amazing science behind stretching. Oh, Pepper, you're right on time. My feline co-host, Pepper, is here to join us on our scientific fun. So, here's the deal. I just joined a competitive gymnastics team, and it got me wondering about the science behind stretching. Flexibility is a big deal in gymnastics, but have you ever wondered why it's so important? Well, when we stretch, we're actually making our muscles longer and more flexible. Absolutely, Pepper. And here's the science behind it. When we stretch, we're actually triggering a response in our muscles. Special receptors called muscle spindles send signals to our brain telling them to relax the muscle and allow it to stretch further. It's like our body saying, "You got this." At my gymnastics, I have to stretch for 10 minutes. And we have to do a 15-minute run, which is tiring. But the stretch definitely helps us when we're doing bars and floor and vaults. When we're stretching, we stretch out our arms, our legs, our ankles, our wrists, our necks, and our backs to make sure that we're all warmed up. Exactly, Pepper. And here's a cool fact. Stretching doesn't just make our muscles more flexible, but it also improves our joint range of motion. It's like unlocking the full potential of our body's movement. When we stretch, we're not just stretching our muscles, but also giving our joints a little extra love. We're also boosting blood circulation. More blood flows to our muscles, delivering oxygen and nutrients. This helps our muscles stay healthy, strong, and ready to conquer any challenge. Isn't that right and amazing, Pepper? You're wondering about how to become more flexible, right? Well, the key is consistency and regular practice. When we stretch regularly, they become more flexible, ready to rock those flips and splits. Speaking of flexibility, let me share a little story. I've been hitting the gym 3 times a week for gymnastics practice. I was so sore last week. But guess what? This week, I'm already seeing some major progress with my flexibility. It's like my body is saying, "Hey, Hannah, keep it up. We're going to get more bendy and more awesome by the week." Exactly, Pepper. So, to all my friends out there who want to become gymnasts, keep practicing. It may feel a little tough and sore at first, but trust me, the results are totally worth it. And who knows, you might just surprise yourself with some new flexibility superpowers. Trust me. Good question, Pepper. You might be wondering if there are different types of stretching. Well, there are 2 main types: static and dynamic stretching. Static stretching is when we hold a stretch for a certain amount of time, like reaching for our toes and holding it for a count of 10. Dynamic stretching involves moving your body through a controlled range of motion, like doing leg swings and arm circles. Both types are really important and can help us improve our flexibility. My favorite types of stretching are when we do splits, both legs, especially both legs, because I need to work on my other leg. And I really like when we do straddle, and I like when we do the static stretching. Static stretching is probably my favorite. But we have to do both. So we run, which is dynamic, and we do arm circles, which is dynamic. We do straddle, pike, and bridge up, and plank. So, my fellow science enthusiasts, let's make stretching a part of our daily routine. Not only does it help make us more flexible and stretchy, but it also keeps our muscles and joints healthy. Remember, it's all about finding balance between both strength and flexibility. Who knows? Maybe with a little bit of stretching and some scientific curiosity, we'll all become gymnastic stars. Thanks for joining us, Pepper, and thank you for tuning in. Stay flexible, stay curious. I'll catch you on the next episode of Hannah's Hypothesis, a science podcast for kids. And Pepper says, we'll see you guys later.